What is the Open Net Initiative?
The Open Net Initiative is a collaboration of four universities looking to study internet censorship. So it's the University of Toronto, the Citizen Lab there, the University of Oxford, University of Cambridge, and the Berkman Center at Harvard University.
What's the difference between traditional censorship and internet censorship?
The big differences are in traditional censorship, you usually have a well-known target and there are media nodes, so it's very easy to go after the content that you want to go after. In the case of internet, there are so many distributed sources of information, and many of them are anonymous and coming from international sources, that it's a much more difficult endeavor to censor the internet.
What's the usual way to censor the internet?
Well, you see a lot of the strategies from offline censorship being used on the internet. You find out who's doing it, you use legal tools, you intimidate them, you arrest them, you take their blog down, whatever you're gonna do. There are a lot of tools that work both in offline and in online context. When you can't find who's writing the blog or the news feed, or if they're coming from a different country, then your options are much more limited. And that's why a lot of countries have turned to technical filtering of the internet, which means usually going after the intermediaries, either the service providers or some of the search engines, and getting them to remove links to those places or breaking connections.
Are there cultural differences within the global states?
As far as censorship, certainly, we see a lot more intense censorship of the internet in Asia and the Middle East and North Africa than we do in other parts of the world, particularly political filtering and censorship. Social censorship of pornography, child pornography, those kinds of things are rising around the world. So we're seeing a lot of European nations doing that as well. Israel is contemplating it, Japan is thinking about it, Australia has plans to implement filtering for pornographic materials as well. So it's expanding rapidly.
Is there a danger for an open democracy to use internet censorship, for example, to filter pornos?
Here's the problem, is that typically in democratic countries, regulating speech usually would need to look at a particular instance and have a government authority try to determine whether it's acceptable speech or not, whether it's illegal speech or not. And in the offline world, you settle the most difficult cases in court, and every case is worth a hearing. On the internet, that's impossible. And the problem being that you then have to identify sources, often without any kind of judicial oversight or legislative review. And that's a problem. That's a problem. There are clearly things on the internet that many people in most societies would agree we'd be better off without. But finding those, targeting them, and filtering them is a much more difficult proposition. And I think a lot of people are concerned that the mechanisms you put into place to block the internet are going to be excessive and there won't be enough oversight in doing so.
How good is internet censorship working at the moment?
How is it working?
How good is it working? So for example, in China or in Iran, is it really a working infrastructure or?
It is working. It's not working perfectly. It's impossible to locate and block all the material one would want to block necessarily, particularly if you're a repressive regime and you want to block a lot of political speech. So you're left with the choice of erring on the side of blocking too much or too little. And so is it working? Yes, to the extent that they're making it much more difficult for people to speak freely and access information freely on the internet. Are they blocking everything that they find offensive? No, that's impossible.
Are there ways to circumvent censorship?
Uh, absolutely. There's a number of different tools that are available that will allow you to circumvent censorship. A few of the most prominent tools are the Onion Router, Tor, Siphon. Our friends in Toronto have developed. They allow you to get around most filters. They're a little bit slow still, so there's a price to be paid, but it's possible. It requires a medium level of technological sophistication. So most people that are very comfortable with computers are not going to have a very difficult time circumventing filters. The filters will be effective for those people who don't know as much about computers.
What can Western governments do about censorship? They often say in gloomy words that freedom of expression should be worldwide, but is there a chance for maybe the German government to stand up against China?
That's a very good and difficult question, and I don't know the answers to that. I think that the long-term answers are in reform in the countries that are censoring the internet and engaging in censorship. I think there's things that the German government could do to help promote that long term. Being a good example would certainly be the first place to start. I think in helping to educate the world on the value of education via the internet and freedom of expression via the internet is very, very important. I'm not so certain about using techniques that are very confrontational in this case, particularly with China. Those don't seem to have worked very well.
The Open Net Initiative is, it's the last question, is publishing several studies and things like that. Can you explain a bit more which kind of publications publishing?
We last year studied 40 countries, which meant quantitative tests for internet filtering, and we published a country summary for each one of those. They're all available on our website at opennet.net. This year we'll cover 65 countries, and each one of these short reports covers the legal infrastructure, the internet infrastructure, the political framework, and an analysis of filtering that occurred in the country. We'll be covering Germany as well this year. And they're all on opennet.net. We also have a book, which is Access Denied, which covers that the same terrain.
Have you already some experiences with Germany, or?
We know a little bit about the German system from secondhand sources. We haven't looked at the data yet. But as you know, Germany, there's a certain level of pornography, extreme pornography and hate speech is illegal. And there are limited efforts to block that on the internet as well. You run into the same problems in Germany as you do in other countries. If you go after it too zealously, you're going to end up infringing on a lot of appropriate and legal speech that should be protected. And that's the problem that Germany's facing, as every other country around the world is. So the German program is, I think, best described as largely symbolic. There are things that are blocked, but it's not a large number of sites. So I actually applaud the German government on their restraint in this event.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.